理课堂听 class.com
11. Tom overheard everything. Tom arrived at an open area across the river from the village. The riverboat was lying near. There was a small boat tied behind the large boat. Soon he was pulling himself into the small boat. After a minute or two, he heard a bell. The riverboat began to move. 12 minutes later, the boat stopped. Tom was quickly in the water again, swimming to the shore. Soon he had jumped over the fence behind his aunt's house. He looked through a window into a lighted room. There sat Aunt Polly, Sid, Mary, and Harper's mother. They were talking. They were beside the bed, and the bed was between them and the door. Tom went to the door and opened it quietly. He began moving carefully on his knees. "I feel a wind. Is that door open?" said Aunt Polly. "Sid, go and close the door." Quickly, Tom went under the bed. Sid did not see him. "But," said Aunt Polly, "he was not bad. He was only wild and full of life, like any young animal. He did not wish to do bad things, and no boy ever had a kinder heart." She began to weep. "My Harper was the same. He was not really bad, and he was always kind. And now I shall never see him again." Tom was weeping a little now. He could hear Mary weeping also. He wished to fill his aunt with joy, but he remained still and listened. Their small boat had been found 5 or 6 miles down the river. Now hope for them was gone. On Sunday, the whole village would pray in the church for the boys' souls. Mrs. Harper went home. Sid and Mary went to bed. Then Aunt Polly prayed for Tom. Her words and her old voice were filled with love. Tom's tears began falling again. Then she got into bed. She talked to herself, and she turned over again and again. Tom remained quiet for a long time, but at last she was still. Now the boy came out and looked down at her. He loved her, and he was very sorry for her. He took from his pocket the piece of wood with his writing on it. He placed it on a table. But then a new thought came to him. He considered it. His face grew bright. He put the wood into his pocket again. Then he kissed his aunt's lips and went out the door. He returned to the river and to the riverboat. Then he crossed to the other shore. Soon he was on the island. He heard Harper say, "No, Tom is true, Huck. He will return." "What has he been doing, I wonder?" "Here I am," cried Tom, stepping out from among the trees. Then he told his adventures.